In the text comments about this image, I talked about how Raphael Shevelev focused in on the details as he photographed this massive Oakland burn from 1991. Zeroing in on such details is not a natural thing for every photographer, particularly for landscape photographers, who tend to look for large, broad, sweeping vistas rather than details. But it's in the details that so often the magic of a photographic project comes alive. I think this is one of those skills that every one of us as photographers needs to understand about ourselves. Do we see details naturally, intuitively, without having to put any special effort into seeing details as we wander around the world? Or are details something that require effort? In my workshops, we talk about this a lot. And it's not an uncommon thing for people to confess that they simply don't see in terms of details. Cameras see in terms of details, but people don't always do so. It's one of those skills that requires, I believe, practice. Forceful, purposeful practice. To learn to see details, to compose in details, to make photographs in details that become a part of the project, that allow viewers to move into a project and then back out to see the grand vista. It's the changing of detail to grand vista, detail to grand vista, that gives a project rhythm and movement. So if you don't see in details naturally and intuitively, practice it. Force yourself to do it. You'll find your photographic projects improve tremendously. And you will also find that the more you zero in on the details of whatever it is you're photographing, the easier it becomes to do, until eventually the pendulum swings and you'll find yourself having to specifically, purposely, and forcefully find the grand vistas as you become consumed by the details. Trust me on this one. It's a pattern that so many photographers go through that I find it almost universal.